Success 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. U.S. and Allied forces hit dozens of targets in Iraq, Syria, and Yemen days after three U.S. soldiers were killed in Jordan. ABC's Marcus Moore is there.
The U.S. and United Kingdom launching strikes against 36 Houthi targets over 13 locations with support from Australia, Bahrain, Canada, Denmark, the Netherlands, and New Zealand. The nation citing the Houthis' continued threat to global trade and freedom of navigation as their justification for their use of force, saying their aim is to de-escalate tensions and restore stability in the Red Sea.
California bracing for potentially life-threatening storms with a powerful atmospheric river system expected to bring damaging flooding, wind, snow, and waves in areas in Santa Barbara County have been evacuated. Senate and negotiators have struck a deal on a massive border security package marking a significant breakthrough on this issue. We're expecting to see the text of that proposal this weekend. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new study finds a troubling link between racism online and higher rates of stress and suicide among Black youth. Terry D. reports.
Online racism includes jokes and misinformation, but also censorship or the removal of content posted by Black users. Psychologist Dr. Raquel Martin explains social media is often a representation of what is happening in everyday life.
Having social media provides you with an opportunity to see how people that look like you are being treated in their own city and state and country, and acknowledging the fact that that is not often good.
The study reveals Black teens with repeated exposure to racist posts internalize the content as threats, resulting in trauma-like symptoms and emotional distress. The Social Media Victims Law Center asserts that online anonymity and beliefs in digital freedom of speech are seen as justifications by those who post white supremacy ideology. Another study finds young people experience an average of 5 posts that include racial discrimination per day. Teens may see the content as teasing, not racial harassment, allowing cyberbullying to thrive. Martin says the apps commonly used by teens could do more to rein in the negative content.
I am not naive enough to think that individuals in the social media realm aren't aware of this. They're very much aware of it, but I also don't think they very much care. And a lot of the times the things they care about are losing money.
Recommendations to counter harmful online content include community, faith-based, and mentoring programs, and to address the stigma in the Black community of seeking therapy and connect teens to mental health resources geared toward youth. This is Terry D. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Aaron Jones be back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Packers lost in the playoffs to the 49ers, and now comes a list of questions, including the fate of Aaron Jones. The 29-year-old running back missed at least 6 games with leg or hamstring injuries. Will he be back with the Pack next year? GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we'd love to have Aaron back. We're still kind of putting all those things together as far as how we're going to move forward. But, I mean, he was such a difference maker when he was out there this year. The way our offense was able to move, he changed a lot of the way we operated when he was in there and when he was healthy. I think for us is finding a way to keep him out there and keep him healthy. But he was not only on the field, but just, and you guys know this, you guys have been around here. I mean, he's such an influential leader in our locker room. He's just really kind of the heartbeat of our team. So we're certainly, that's kind of the anticipation is that he'll be back.
That's Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Early fog, then partly sunny skies with highs approaching the 40-degree mark, light northeast winds. Overnight, upper 20s and a partly cloudy sky. Back to work and school on Monday with mostly sunny skies near 40 degrees in the afternoon. Currently 26 degrees.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Getting your biggest tax refund from Jackson Hewitt can lead to some spirited reactions.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Jackson Hewitt is so sure that you'll get your biggest refund that if they don't, you get your money back plus $100.
Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
And Jackson Hewitt also guarantees the accuracy of your return for life.
Hewitt, yeah!
So don't just sit there. For your biggest refund guaranteed, walk into a Jackson Hewitt today and dance out Jackson Hewitt, yeah!
Earl Ingram.
Sandy. People are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Good morning. The music of the stars is on the air. Valentine's Day, these shows are mighty easy to put together. Oh, and fun. Oh, yeah. My name's Lou Regani. We're on the air till high noon every Sunday morning. And worldwide at WRJN.com. At civicmedia.us. And statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network, the music of the stars. Thanks for being here on the month of love. Stereo as well at 98.1, 99.9, and across the world.
I got the You Don't Love Me, But I Love You Blues. Yeah.
You don't love me, but you don't love me. You don't love me.
Me, but I love you blues. Yes, got the You Don't Love Me, But I Love You Blues. I love your eyebrows. I love your big toe. I love what's making your fingernails grow. I love your front teeth and the molars in back. I love what causes your knuckles to crack. Love your two eyeballs, your earlobes and wrists. I love the way tear ducts can make your eyes mist. I love the soft wrinkles at the edge of your eyes. I love the way you wiggle your thighs. But you don't love me, even though I love you. I got the why don't you pay attention to me blues. Cause I love everything there's to love about you, but you don't care a bit whatever I do. You go your own way and you don't talk to me. Gee, I love you. Pay attention to me. I love your eyebrows. I love your big toe. I love what's making your fingernails grow. I love your front teeth and the molars in back. And whatever causes your knuckles to crack. I love your elbows, your earlobes and wrists. I love the tear ducts that make your eyes mist. Yeah, I got the you don't love me, but I love you blues. Such an old story. Ain't the one that I choose. Yeah. Got the you don't love me, but I love you blues.
Side. was crying, and I was crying too. The teardrops were falling because we were losing you.
Thank you. about Tiny Tim being married on the show, but we are not. It happens tonight.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee this day and unto the end. Amen. Let me kiss the bride.
You sent me, you wanted me to see you change your name. I couldn't stand to see you with another, but I hope you're happy just the same.
Big deal. We ain't going to no Easter parade. We're only going to go bowling.
All right.
The Three Stooges gave you some idea of what can happen in the small hotel. But nothing happened to the rest of us on our first night in Beverly Hills. Mary Costa was fast asleep. I was about to go to sleep myself when suddenly I heard... Someone in the room across the way was sleeping soundly. So soundly that I knew I couldn't sleep soundly. So I decided to close the window.
If I snore?
Yes, you can. Dr. Hersey says you snore because you've got a long uvula and it flutters against your palate.
Put out the lights.
Well, he says he can cure it in his office with a simple operation. Why don't you let him fix it?
I'll let him fix it when we get home.
You say it, but you won't do it. Do it now.
What?
Go on, get up and let Dr. Hersey pull out your uvula.
Are you out of your mind? In the first place, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. In the second place, we're 3,000 miles from Dr. Hersey. And in the third place, I'm not going to let that medical thief hack on my uvula.
Donna Ricci, Francis Langford, Eddie Albert.
Did you get the dry cleaning?
Yep, I got it.
Well, that's a surprise. Yeah. You never remember anything else. Oh. Did you ask the boss for a raise?
No, I forgot.
Oh, that's a trouble with you. You've got no backbone. You'll never amount to anything.
Well, I'll ask him tomorrow. Is the monster home yet? Here?
That is no way to talk about my mother. After all, she only visits us twice a year.
I know, but she stays 6 months each time.
Very funny. Oh, you're a real comedian. You ought to be on television, Harry.
Harry? My name isn't Harry. Who are you talking to, Shirley?
Shirley?
Ah! Oh, wrong house!
Eddie Albert. Alan Sherman.
It's very clear your mother's here to stay. Not just a year, but ever and a day. She came to stay just for Mother's Day with the kids and you and me. And that was Mother's Day of 1953. If it appears that I've become a grouch, it's all these years of sleeping on the couch. I hear Gibraltar just tumbled, the Rockies just crumbled. I knew they'd go someday. But your mother's here to stay. If she'd go back, if she'd just say goodbye, I'd help her pack
And as she left, I'd cry. She just complains with her aches and pains, and her arteries are hard. How come she's out there playing leapfrog in the yard? Her evening snack would feed a herd of elk. Then she sits back and watches Lawrence Welk. I'm taking you and the cherubs, and just like the Arabs, we'll silently steal away.
Pendant mes bras, elles m'ont follow tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Elles m'ont dit des mots d'amour. Elles m'ont dit tout
l'air. Darling!
Yes, sweetheart, what is it?
Would you be a dear and bring me my false eyelash? It's on top of the dresser.
I thought I killed a centipede.
Oh boy. This programmer's the worst.
Hey, where's the remote control there?
The what?
The channel changer.
It's on the table, dummy.
Best the table. Oh, all right. I got it. He clicks it off.
Charlie Chan, I saw that picture 100 times. Hey, roller derby.
Everybody.
Enough of that drunk.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try to separate them, it's an illusion. This conclusion, love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Them, it's an illusion. Try, and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage,
like a horse and carriage, Dad was told by Mother. You can't have one.
You can't have none.
You can't have one without the other.
Princess Albert. Big hit, 1956. That's actually from a TV production that never came up, but they saved the music. Here's Giselle McKenzie. Star of your hit parade.
It's delightful to be married. To be married. When we older grew and bolder, first a little while we tarried. I missed you, I was lonely, for I loved you, oh, I loved you only, only. You were then my schoolboy lover,
and I was your school sweetheart.
It's delightful to be married, to be married. There is nothing half so jolly as a happy wedded life. And I love to play.
My money, my wedding ring, and it.
the stars. Just had a birthday back on January 14th. Groucho Marx.
We only have a few minutes here, Groucho. What's the worst film you ever did?
Most of them, I would say.
No, now you know that when your movies play at the various places around the country, that they can't get into them. There are people just line up for blocks, and they're hotter than they've ever been now. And
it's a strange thing, and this is true. When we made these pictures, We didn't get any fan mail, occasional letter of somebody.
Yeah.
But now, in 35 years since the pictures, we get over 100 letters a week, fan mail.
Yeah.
The kids are crazy about these pictures.
I know.
And it's most extraordinary.
Groucho, do you, the boys, I'm sure...
We own pieces of some of them.
You do?
We don't own them all. We weren't that bright.
That's right. Nobody, when you try to save film, even today, the stars never saved anything... Or owned anything that they had. The owner was Mary Pickford, and I think Charlie Chaplin owns all of his, right?
Oh, yes, he was very
but
shrewd
I
about
was
that.
Hoping maybe that you boys had produced yours and owned them.
The nicest compliment I've had was Chaplin. I met him in the Brown Derby one day many years ago. He said, "I wish I could talk on the screen the way you do." I said, "I wouldn't worry about it. You're doing all that." He had $50 million by that time. Now his pictures are coming back, and they should, because he was the greatest comedian. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it.
And probably the richest,
richest
I would say. They say he actually has gold bricks in the cellar in Switzerland.
But when he left here, he wasn't allowed to take anything.
That's right.
So
but he had seen to the rights of his films, which supported him.
He saved his film, but he didn't sell them for many, many years. So he was lucky to have overcome it.
Didn't you all marry late in life? All the brothers married relatively late. I mean, I believe Harpo was in his 40s.
Harpo was around 37 when he got married.
Yeah.
He had seen what happened to me in my marriages and decided to stay single as long as possible.
What is the right age to marry?
The first time I got married was the right age, 30.
Yeah.
Are you proposing?
No. I was merely looking for advice, or at least to many people who may be considering marriage. I was wondering, you being a somewhat of an expert and the author of Memoirs of a Mangy Lover, might want to...
I think it's much smarter to get a nice girl and live with than don't get married.
Do you?
Yes, I think so.
Thank you.
Tommy Dorsey swings an old-style wedding tune, Oh, Promise Me. Here's Mickey and Judy.
Our love affair has enough punch in it.
Hmm?
Our love affair.
Oh, well, now that you mention it, Jimmy.
Because I got a new arrangement on it.
Oh.
Oh, it's a dynamite love song. Just made order for you. I'll play it.
Affair will be such fun, will be the envy of everyone. Those famous lovers will make them forget, from Adam and Eve to scarlet and red. When youth has had its merry flame, we'll spend our evenings remembering two happy people who say on the square, isn't ours a lovely love affair?
Walter Fried.
Isn't this a lovely love affair?
From Strike Up the Band, MGM. Mickey and Judy. That was never a hit by anybody beside them. Happy St. Valentine's Day, everybody. The music of the stars. 1956. Cary Grant. Deborah Carr. Vic Damone had the hit on this. We'll be on till high noon today, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani, and the music of the stars never dies. After CBS News. Leo McCarey wrote this, the director of An Affair to Remember, Going My Way, Bells of St. Mary.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.